When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
No.
Oh, this is
game, no.
Disaster in the making here. Completely botched at the end by the Bears. And it is over.
For me, it's been a lot, man. This isn't easy. And for sure, you know, for me, a lot of individual mental battles you go through in your head. I had a good talk with my dad the other day about, you know, kind of perspectives moving forward. And, you know, at this point, you know, he had a great thing that he said to me. It's like, as dark as this might seem in the moment right now, you know, you got to have perspective as to what you get to do. And, you know, he was saying, you know, he'd give anything to go back and just to play one more game and to be in the shape that I'm in right now. And to go out and play football. And I think that's kind of the perspective that I want to have going forward for these last four.
I mean, it's a real thing that we face. I feel like, you know, you invest so much into this. This is your livelihood. This is everything, man. So each loss, you take it, at least I do. You know, I take it to heart, and normally it takes me a little bit to kind of get over that in a way, just because, you know, I want to play so well here. I want to, you know, I want to win here, and you definitely have to continue to check in with yourself, man. And
the official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Very, very weird sports day today. Bill Belichick, according to ESPN, is finalizing a deal to become the new head coach at North Carolina. Garrett Crochet gets traded. We're going to spend some time in this hour talking a little bit about that as well.
And the Cubs are dancing with the Astros about Kyle Tucker in trade conversations, while Cody Bellinger's name floats towards the Yankees in what has been a fascinating winter meeting so far for MLB.
And we are glad that you are hanging out with us. Shane has returned.
I'm back.
That is impressive.
I knew if I stayed longer, I just want to get into the holiday spirit,
and
have a couple drinks.
This is the thing that you don't understand about me and us. When we tell you to stay away, it's because we want you to actually have a good time.
Lawrence, like, I have a good time here. I've got 3 weeks away coming up in a few
days.
I don't need to stay there. I'm going to go out for the after party, get hammered.
We know that there's, you know, there's...
where is the after party?
Yeah, we don't know yet. We don't know yet. Oh, okay. I'm waiting for a location.
It's got to be at Highline.
Waiting for the 20.
It's got to be at the Highline.
But the thing is like, look, we understand that when producers don't make a lot of money, you should eat and drink all of their money.
Oh, no, dude, I'm loaded. Millions.
I
got a new contract, yeah, last year. Yeah.
Give me a loan?
Got a PJ.
Really?
Yeah.
It's got Pearl Jam on speed dial.
On speed dial?
No, that was fun. I'm sorry the connection wasn't as good as it should have been.
I thought it was incredibly inefficient to take the private jet over to Millennium
Park. Well, it was quick. It was quick. As soon as we got up in the air, we landed.
Yeah, but there's just that little airstrip still at Northerly Island. A little bit of Biggs Field left over for Shane's private jet.
That's it.
Yeah, good for Odyssey. Good old 3 p.m. holiday party on a Wednesday.
Nothing says festivity like 10 minutes of ice skating.
That was it. One
did
session.
Did anyone skate?
Yeah, everyone did. Except for me.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Shane.
Everyone skated.
That's too bad.
Damn Adam Rittenberg. If he didn't move, I could have skated.
Yeah, that's true. But it turns out, thank goodness he moved to the time that he was, because then the story is pretty much broken now.
Yeah, we were able to discuss the possibilities and the parameters, and then now it's a done deal.
Yep. Something to talk about and track on tomorrow's show as well. Look, you heard Cole Kmet inside of that piece that we came back with. You heard him being sad. If you listen to this show, Jalen was sad on Monday.
Oh, dude, Jalen was broken.
And Absolutely talking about
a new coaching staff eventually, talking about guys going for self and getting good tape out there over the
playing
course of the
last
month.
Playing for the back of the jersey?
Yeah, that's not exactly how it's supposed to work.
He said it.
Yeah, he did.
And you've heard all of our Bears peeps. You've heard Matt Bowen be like, there's a lot of things they could be doing better. Mm. You've heard Lance Briggs being like, I would like to help. There are things I could add that I could help. Yeah. I'd love to talk with fans about this because we have a theory, and we'll see if you believe in that theory. Phone number is 312-644-6767. Speaks, is it possible that this season feels the way that it does because of the high that was happening in August and early September?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Because this was supposed to be what was finally different. And I know we've had this before, but this time, this quarterback, this system, this GM, this time, this incredible nest for the rookie quarterback, for the generational talent, this was supposed to be the time when it wasn't going to be same old Bears. It wasn't going to be that way. And I was feeling, personally, I can tell you that I was feeling so excited because I often get positive and I get optimistic and I often find myself there with logic behind me. Sometimes I find myself there with a little bit of delusion behind me. I can admit that. I'm self-aware. But this time, it really felt sensible to be logically optimistic about this Bears thing. And then to have it blow up this ugly, this bad, has personally broken my Bears optimistic spirit almost completely.
Well, I also feel bad that you are partnered with me. Because I am very skeptical, leaning towards cynical on a lot of things NFL and a lot of things Bears. And so I hear you and I see you and I'm like, man, my guy Speaks is excited. Like, he's excited about all this. And you're like,
yeah, but you get excited though.
I do.
Too.
I love the game.
You love the game. You love good football and you love a happy town when the Bears are good, man.
There's nothing I will say that is something that's frustrated me, Speaks, where there's nothing like a Bears Monday when the Bears win.
Oh, man. Yeah, of course.
I look forward to those shows because it's just...
I look forward to talking to the doorman.
Yes.
Look forward to talking to the cabbie and the security guy.
The city just...
Oh, it lights up.
There's something about it. Like, the city itself becomes a character in this, and it becomes so fun. And now, like... The way that this season has gone, like specifically the 2024 season, where things started getting bad as we got closer to it getting dark at 4:30. And so like all of this stuff kept happening and then like the game would be over and you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Winter's here now.
Oh, Lawrence, when you think back on the weeks that we progressively got more and more aware of how messed up it was. And we had to laugh. The number of times we had to laugh when we heard a player breaking bad on coaches in ways that we didn't imagine possible. When we heard about the first 15 not being a thing that the offensive coordinator believed in. Just dumbfounded along the way. And for me, it all cycles back to this next hire for head coach, and how I felt last time. I mean, It's not every time is it supposed to be something that you can cling to the learned cynicism and just hold on to it and say they're going to screw it up. And I fought against it last time. I even fought against it in the offseason. And I'm having trouble fighting against it now. And my soul wants to fight against it now. But you asked the other day, was it you or was it in transition? Somebody said, what percentage chance do you give the Bears to get this head coaching hire right? Because the head coaching hire has to be done right.
And you said 6%, right?
6%, man. It's like I had a little offhand comment to Leisure today that slipped out of my mouth. And I realized I said, I hate everything. I think I said, hey, I hate everything. I don't even remember what the context was. But this Bears thing this year has really damaged my optimism from a sports perspective, and it sucks.
It feels like an important time to talk a little bit about Nikki Giovanni, my favorite quote from her. She passed away a couple days ago. Optimism is a form of rebellion.
I love that.
Yeah. You can hold on to that for a little bit.
Well, I love it. Optimism is a form of rebellion. And also, me and our mutual managerial interview target, Joe Madden, used to talk about optimism as a practical choice because you function better when you're optimistic. But it's hard right now.
It is.
It's damn near impossible. It's 6% possible for me from a Bears perspective.
We got a little bit of time, and if you'd like to join us, we'd love to hear from you because we're talking to you, but we'd love to hear from you on this particular subject. Why does it hurt so bad? We have our theory, and if you agree with it, that's fine. If you have another theory that explains it, we would like to hear it. 312-644-6767. Why does this hurt so bad? Why does this feel maybe even a little different, even though a lot of the things are similar? A lot of things are the same when you go to, like, this has been the way that Bears football has been. This feels a little different. It's a little rougher.
Why does my heart feel so bad? Why?
These are the questions. Because it's man.
Texter says, quote, no number one quarterback pick has ever been drafted to a team as good as the Bears are now, unquote. Said every national draft expert, said every NFL analyst, said us as hosts on this show, on this station. It seemed unprecedented.
I do remember, and I'm shout out to our colleague, Layla Rahimi. I remember Layla saying, like, everyone be careful. This is not fair to put everything on Caleb. And I swear, as this season has gone on, that feels exactly what they did. It feels like they were like, oh, he'll just fix everything. Like, we'll finally get that quarterback thing that everyone's been hoping that we get. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of put everything on him.
Yeah.
And it feels awful.
He was supposed to just be able to come in and be a game manager with a good running game and a good defense and do a little bit of the special when needed, just a little bit. And it seemed like a sensible plan, but the plan ended up being trash, I think principally because of the leadership choices, the holding on to Eberflus and the hiring of Shane Waldron. Just absolutely brutal.
It is brutal, and it stinks. It just... it's like you were talking about where you have these days and you're just sitting there going, man, I look forward to people think that we look forward to the days where things are bad. Like, that's when we really want to get on the air. The days when things are good is when you want to get on the air. Hmm. When you want to share in that. That's where that little that speck of the Spiegel optimism that's inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's those days where you can't wait to get in here, man.
Yeah.
Where people are happy and like, man, this is great and this feels good and all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you felt it. You felt it in England. You felt it.
Yeah. I mean, at 4-2, I felt it the day I was at the Carolina game and you were at the game the week before. We went to back-to-back wins.
Yeah, I went to the Rams game. You went to the Carolina game.
We felt it with all the conversations we had with the fans and people. You felt it on the train. I remember.
And I'll tell you, I felt that anger too in Arizona, talking to people, seeing Bears fans leave en masse.
It flipped, and it flipped ugly.
Jamal is out in Waukegan. Hey, Jamal, why does this hurt so bad?
Man, this season hurts so bad, Lawrence, because this is literally the worst season I've seen as a Bears fan. It was more fun to watch when Justin Fields was here. They didn't do as they promised, building through the trenches. They went out and they got cute, and they thought Caleb, being an amazing passer, was just going to solve those problems. And frankly, I feel Caleb's passing ability is good enough, is great, but he's not stressing defenses by using his ability to run.
So that's interesting.
At all.
Because of where Jamal was on the Justin Fields Caleb conversation, it hurts even more for him.
It's funny because when we were thinking about doing this topic, it's one of the things that I put in the doc. The Justin wars had been won.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what side, it was like, all right, it's over now. Here comes Caleb. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, man. And now you worry that they're doing to him
what they did to Justin.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not there, and I still feel like the Justin wars have been won. But
I agree.
I do respect those who are feeling that component of it, but I think it is clear that the wars have been won.
Andy, why does this hurt so bad?
Guys, it hurts so bad because I'm the idiot here. Because I'm the one that falls for these guys every single year. That's going to be better. There's going to be change, and there never is. So I got to blame myself, boys. And, you know, it's like the song from Garth Brooks. I'm too damn young to feel this damn old. I'm only 52, guys.
I love that. That's a great line. God. Thanks for giving us that.
Yeah. We are Charlie Brown. We are Charlie Brown, and the entire McCaskey family is Lucy. And we buy it every single effing time, or some of us do.
Let's go out to Derek in Bolingbrook. Derek, you're on the score. Why does this bear season feel so bad?
Because I just know that we're organizationally inept. Now it's official. Just when you thought we had a decent plan in place, right? It's almost just like you stated with Charlie Brown. It pulled the rug right under us. Yeah. I mean, you broke the team down perfectly, right? And then you get the number one pick, and we're right back to square one.
You gotta laugh.
The sardonic laugh.
We laugh so we don't cry, man.
That's, oh, man.
That was an incredible, involuntary laugh. Right,
I got to give it to the listeners of the Spiegel and Holmes show. They are delivering with this topic. This is great. 312-644-6767. Orland Park and Ken. Ken, why does this Bears season feel so bad?
People don't accept the problem, the organizations, the owners. I think Jim and Man said it best. It's a place where quarterbacks go to die. How are you going to put all this pressure on one rookie to win all the games? They did the same thing with Justin Fields. And Mike Trubisky, he got lucky his rookie year, and he thought he'd duplicate and continue to do the same thing.
Thanks, man.
Mike? Happy birthday, Mike.
Iron Mike Trubisky.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mike. And,
you know,
it was the second year, but I know what he means.
Speaks, do you know that, like, when the Shane Waldron thing came out, as Doug would say, I felt like I was taking stupid pills, because it was one of those moments where when they started talking about the first 15, and so like everything starts spinning inside of my head, and I'm like, okay, you covered the league for a really long time. Have you ever heard that before? No. You got to be wrong on this. This must be a practice that someone has done. It's in there somewhere, Lawrence. Where is it?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, I've never heard of this. And then when Stacey Dales is like, yeah, no one's ever heard of this. No one that I've talked to has ever heard of this nonsense.
Yeah.
I've been talking to coaches for years.
I mean,
one's ever done this thing before.
This is going to become scripture of how we talk about Bears dysfunction. I mean, a decade from now, people will talk about Shane Waldron not having a first 15. I think they'll talk about eight captains. They'll talk about choosing eight captains, and maybe three of them had ever been part of a real, true winning franchise.
Yep.
They're going to talk about this stuff.
309 Texas says, Hard Knocks Kool-Aid got me, and then false sense of hope winning games early against bad teams.
Yeah, man.
We get you. Jason, you're on Spiegel and Holmes. Why does this Bear season hurt so bad?
Lawrence, I'm going to tell you this
I've been a Bears fan forever. And I think all the fans out there feel it. It's year over year over year. It's Groundhog's Day. It's the movie Groundhog's Day. Perfect definition. Number one draft pick overall, we're going to ruin them. That's what we've been doing the last some odd years. We don't have the organization is a mess always. And we're going to get this wonderful quarterback in here that we're just going to absolutely destroy. And I think people are feeling that all over the town. They had hope. We had hope in Chicago. Hey, we're talking playoffs. We're talking possible Super Bowl. Yeah. And we're back to square one. That's what everyone's feeling. I'm telling you that right now.
No, I think you're right. And I'm feeling it deeply and personally. It's like, because a lot of times doing this job, frankly, can feel like like you're in the middle of an existential battle between hope and cynicism. That's the way it's felt for me since 2009.
We should rename the show that.
The existential battle.
Of hope and cynicism.
Seriously, because cynical is an easier way to do the job. Cynical is an easier way to live the job. And cynics get further, you know, in the job. And I've like kind of militantly held on to the belief system within me so many different times, and this is the first time in terms of a Bears thing. It's and the White Sox before that, truth be told, like if you're living this and you're living this stuff, to have now two franchises, and there's put the Bulls in there
or the Blackhawks, if you're Blackhawks, Sox, Bears. Oh my God.
Hello there.
Hey, Tanny. And that's why Tanny's apathetic. But seriously, I came to the conclusion on the White Sox very clearly that nothing is going to happen until he sells the team or dies. And I feel like I'm there on the Bears too, that nothing's going to happen until he sells the team or die. That's a terrible, awful, dark, cynical place to be for two of the key franchises in this city.
Speaks, when you're sitting here and you're weeks away from Caleb Williams maybe being the most sacked quarterback in the history of the NFL, it was not supposed to be this way.
No, it wasn't.
We were promised jetpacks. We still have not gotten those jetpacks. We'll take some more phone calls, and we'll also add in the news of the day on the baseball side, the Garrett Crochet trade. Stick around. Speak One Homes here with you until 6 on The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stink Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.